Welcome to Counting Sheep Podcast. Today, we present a unique tale created with the Counting Sheep app, where your stories come to life with just a few taps. Find Counting Sheep on the iPhone App Store and start your own storytelling journey. Unlock your creativity and let the storytelling begin.
Berlin Shadows. Chapter 1. The Whispered Code. In the dim alleyways of East Berlin, shadows clung to the walls, creating patches of darkness that seemed almost tangible. Alexei leaned against the cold brick of a crumbling building, the sharp winter air biting through his thin coat. His senses were taut, every creak and rustle sending a jolt of adrenaline through his veins. He fingered the small revolver in his pocket, its weight both a comfort and a reminder of the danger he was stepping into. A flicker of movement caught his eye, and he tensed. A figure approached, hood pulled low to obscure their face. Alexei's breath clouded in front of him, mingling with the figures as they stopped a mere foot away. "You have something for me?" Alexei's voice was a low whisper, barely audible over the distant hum of the city. The figure didn't respond but reached into their coat and pulled out a slip of paper, pressing it into Alexei's hand. Their eyes briefly met, enough for Alexei to see a flash of fear before the figure melted back into the darkness. Silence reigned for a moment before Alexei heard a dull thud and the brief sounds of a struggle. Then nothing. He swallowed hard, slipping the note into his coat and scurrying back to his safe house. The safe house was a nondescript apartment, sparsely furnished to avoid drawing attention. Alexei bolted the door behind him and sat at the wooden table, hastily unfolding the note. His eyes scanned the paper, recognition dawning as he deciphered the carefully written code. The message was clear. A high-profile defection was imminent, and the consequences could be monumental. The door creaked open and Alexei's heart raced. His mentor Victor stumbled in, face pale and eyes frantic. "Alexei, our network. It's compromised. We need to move now." Alexei sprang to his feet, adrenaline surging. "What happened?" "No time to explain. Fake, pack what you can and be ready to leave in 10 minutes, Victor ordered, grabbing documents and stuffing them into a bag. The urgency in Victor's demeanor was contagious, and Alexei moved quickly, grabbing essentials. As he reached for his revolver, a gunshot rang out, the sudden noise shattering the tense silence. He turned to see Victor clutching his chest, blood seeping through his fingers. "Victor!" Alexei rushed to his side, but it was too late. Victor gasped for breath, his eyes locking onto Alexei's. "Trust!" "No one," Victor wheezed before his eyes glazed over. Chapter 2. Double Cross. The bass thumped in sync with the pounding in Alexei's head as he pushed through the crowd in an underground club in West Berlin. The club was a cacophony of flashing lights, thumping music, and a sea of bodies swaying to the beat. Alexei's eyes scanned the room, searching for Anna. She was somewhere in this maze of people, and he needed to find her. He caught sight of her, sitting at a table in the corner, her sharp gaze focused on the entrance. As he approached, she looked up, her eyes narrowing. "You're late." "There were complications," Alexei replied, sitting across from her. Anna leaned in, her voice barely audible over the music. "Do you have the message?" Alexei nodded, patting his coat pocket. "But there's been a breach in our network. Victor's dead." Anna's expression didn't change, but a flicker of something passed through her eyes. "Then we need to move quickly. We're not the only ones after this information." They both glanced towards the bar, where Major Kessler, a known double agent, was holding court. His presence set Alexei's nerves on edge. They needed to decide whether to trust him or not. "Do you think he's working for them?" Alexei asked, eyes fixed on Kessler. Anna shrugged, taking a sip of her drink. "Trust is a luxury we can't afford right now." A man sidled up to their table, leaning in conspiratorially. Heinrich, their informant, was jittery and tense. "I've got the details you asked for, but we need to get out of here. We're being watched." Alexei and Anna exchanged looks, then rose from the table, following Heinrich out through a back entrance. As they stepped onto the street, the sound of sirens pierced the air. Police raided the club they'd just left, and Alexei's pulse quickened. "We need to get to the safe house," Anna urged, grabbing his hand and pulling him through the narrow streets. They ducked and weaved, narrowly avoiding detection as the police combed the area. At the safe house, Ingrid awaited them, her expression grave. "The message you're carrying is critical. It hints at a larger conspiracy involving high-ranking officials on both sides. Alexei nodded, his mind whirling with the implications. Who can we trust? Ingrid shook her head. Trust no one. We have to deliver this ourselves. She handed them new instructions and a map. As they prepared to leave, Ingrid's warning echoed in Alexei's mind. They were deep in a game of deception and the stakes had never been higher. Trust, it seemed, would be their most dangerous enemy. Chapter 3, The Betrayal. Snow fell softly, blanketing East Berlin in a deceptive calm. Alexei and Anna huddled in an abandoned warehouse, the cold seeping into their bones. The dim light cast long shadows, making the place feel even more desolate. They pored over the coded messages, trying to make sense of the fragmented information. This one, Anna pointed, mentions a meeting place, but it also hints at a traitor. Alexei's jaw tightened. We need to find out who it is. If someone's betraying us, we're all at risk. They decided to confront Major Kessler. His involvement in the defection was clear, but his allegiance was murky. They arranged a meeting, the tension palpable as they waited. Kessler arrived, his demeanor unreadable. You wanted to see me? He asked, his voice cold. We need to know everything about the defection, Alexei demanded, and about the mole. Kessler's eyes flicked between them, calculating. I know about the defection, but I'm not your mole. Why would I be working against my own interests? Before they could press further, a commotion interrupted them. Ingrid was dragged into the warehouse by masked men. Her eyes blazed with defiance, even as she was forced to her knees. Time's running out, Ingrid spat. You need to act now. Alexei's heart raced. Whoever was behind this had infiltrated deeper than they'd thought. They had to move quickly. Ingrid's warning spurred them into action. Back at their hideout, a new message awaited them. Sergei, their superior, confirmed their worst fears. There was a mole within their closest ranks. The realization hit Alexei hard. Betrayal wasn't just a possibility, it was a reality. They set a trap, a carefully crafted ruse designed to expose the traitor. The tension was unbearable as they waited for the mole to reveal themselves. When the moment came, betrayal felt like a knife to the heart. The traitor was someone Alexei had trusted implicitly. Chapter 4, The Final Message. Checkpoint Charlie loomed ahead, the crack in the iron curtain where East met West. The air was thick with tension, and Alexei's senses were heightened, every sound magnified, every movement scrutinized. The border crossing was their final hurdle, and the stakes couldn't be higher. Anna was a silent presence beside him, her eyes scanning the area for threats. They both knew that any misstep could spell disaster. Trust, or the lack of it, had brought them this far. Now it would determine their fate. Ready? Anna's voice was barely a whisper, but it carried the weight of their mission. Alexei nodded, his hand brushing the note in his pocket. Ready. They approached the checkpoint, their documents in hand. Major Kessler was there, his expression inscrutable. This was the moment of truth. Would he come through for them, or would he betray them like so many others had? Kessler's eyes met Alexei's. A silent understanding passed between them. Kessler signaled to the guards, and Alexei felt a flicker of hope. Maybe, just maybe, Kessler was on their side. With bated breath, Alexei and Anna stepped forward. The guards scrutinized their documents, the minutes stretching into an eternity. Alexei's heart pounded, every fiber of his being alert to the slightest hint of danger. Finally, the guards waved them through. Relief flooded Alexei, but he knew the mission wasn't over yet. They had to deliver the message. They navigated through the bustling streets of West Berlin, shadows of suspicion and uncertainty trailing them. Every glance sound made Alexei's heart race. Their destination was an innocuous building, the contact inside their last hope. Inside, the tension was palpable. The contact took the note, his eyes widening as he read. The importance of the message hit home, the realization sharp and clear. This information could change the course of history, shifting the balance of the Cold War. As the contact moved to act on the information, Alexei allowed himself a moment of reflection. The journey had taken its toll, and the losses were heavy. His hand brushed against the place where Victor had fallen, the memory a stark reminder of the stakes they were playing for. As Alexei stepped back into the cold Berlin street, he took a deep breath, the air crisp and clear. The mission was over, but the fight was far from won. He glanced back at the checkpoint, the place where it had all begun. The war was still raging, but he was ready for whatever came next. The end.
As we wrap up this episode, we hope you enjoyed the captivating story brought to you by the Counting Sheep app. The power to create your own narratives is now at your fingertips, and you can explore endless possibilities with Counting Sheep, available on the iPhone App Store. Whether you're a seasoned storyteller or just starting your creative journey, this app offers a unique and engaging experience. Thank you for joining us, and don't forget to check out Counting Sheep to unleash your imagination. Until next time, happy storytelling.